As you finish going through Arnold's stuff,
okay,
and begin to just take a glance around the room to see if there's anything you might have missed, you look out those big windows and you notice that standing at the base of that statue is that woman who made eye contact earlier.
Oh, dang, that's like
that was loud.
Freaky, sorry. All right. Okay, I'm gonna skedaddle out of here and lock the door back up.
Okay.
I put everything back and lock the door back up and then I'm gonna make myself known intentionally to the lady.
Yeah, so as you head out, you see that she's just casually walking across this big open square, and you spot Ivo making his way across. You realize that the sun is at the appropriate level, and it is the scheduled time that you were supposed to meet back up.
Right. Ivo can wait a second.
Was there anything that we missed Ivo doing?
No, I don't. We did what he wanted to do. He wanted to get a feel for the town and kind of remind himself of the people. And maybe it would have been obvious to other people beforehand, but he's convinced that we got to go check out the ironworks. And I even like the little tidbit that he got about ghost tours. That's a nice little flavor thing. I don't know if we'll
get together. I like the ghost tour idea.
But what it means is that people have gotten so used to the lamp not being here that the economy has started to like shift. Like tourism.
Okay. So above the table, originally when he said there's ghost tours, that made me go, well, there's motive there to remove the lamp so you have.
I don't think
ghosts.
That they're making that much money. No, I think you're looking at it wrong. It's not motive. It just shows how used to the people, like how the people have gotten used to it.
I don't know.
They've gotten so used to it that they're just selling tickets now.
My character is just.
It's like when a town becomes famous for a serial killer and they start giving tours of the guy's house. It's weird.
Oh gosh, I never.
Yeah.
So as the two of you converge on this big open square, you see that statue in front of you, and walking casually away from it is that woman you spotted earlier.
Right.
She's got a long jacket with a high collar. It's dark gray, and under that is a black vest. Her white shirt under goes almost to her chin. She's got her hair pulled back in a small bun. And you can tell by the way the jacket hangs behind her, she's got a sword at her hip.
Okay.
I say we don't say anything, we just follow her.
You think we just follow
her? She's obviously leading us, absolutely.
All right.
Can we just follow her?
Yep.
You are going to follow. Maybe I should follow and you should not.
It'll be a group stealth check.
All right, fine.
Wait, I wasn't trying to hide. I thought it was like, I was getting the vibe that like, that's what she intended. Like we're not going to talk at the statue.
You don't know what she intended.
That was the vibe. But okay,
she's
group stealth.
She's going to walk us to the ghost
store. Group stealth.
All right, gotta choose a skill to stealth, babe.
No. Last time we did group stealth, you rolled it because you're better.
Yep.
You
add a blue.
You get a bonus because of me. Does she get to add her bonus raccoon dice as well because raccoons get the bonus? Okay, so add two more blue die.
Two.
So it's three blues.
Okay.
Plus your stealth, and it's against a red and a purple. As I flip a story point, you now have all the story points.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I got
two successes and two advantages.
Hey-o.
Two successes, two advantages, babe. Good job.
Yep.
That's right.
The two of you follow at a distance. Far enough away to not be spotted as she leaves behind Applegate School. And not only does she leave behind Applegate School, but she leaves behind the upper terrace. And she continues to go down the hill and eventually leaves the mid terrace as well.
Okay.
And it's a little while before she comes to a stop at a medium-sized building that looks like probably some sort of apartment. And produces a key from her pocket. And goes to the door and starts to unlock it.
Okay.
You followed her home. You have two advantages.
Is she a human?
I don't want to be a creeper.
She is a human.
She's a human. Yes.
Let's just say hello.
What are we gonna just be like, oh, we followed you home? Hi.
No. I honestly was getting the vibe that like she had something to say to us. Like,
I don't think she had something to say. I think
she saw you. You saw her. And when you were talking about throwing a paper airplane at her, you were being all goofy. He said that she would find you later. And that's what she did. She's done this on purpose.
All right, I'm just gonna knock on the door then.
No, I just say we say hello outside. Or do you want to use? I don't know. I don't want to get caught.
Why don't you stay back and I'll go to the door?
Because you're not good at talking to people.
But you the thing just is, suspect she looked everybody. At me.
Yeah, you just suspected everybody. She's not a bad guy.
I didn't say she was a bad guy.
I was just okay. gonna knock on the door. Ivo's gonna say hi in character. Ivo's gonna go hello, good evening.
Your two advantages could make it really look like you're just passing by.
All right.
And you just happen to run into her.
All right, I'm gonna say hi. How are you today?
And she turns around from her door, looking a little bit confused, and notices who the two of you are.
Says, oh, I bow.
Hello.
Hi. We saw.
No need to bow.
Well, you know.
Get up.
What?
You're the two looking for the lantern, right?
Indeed, we are. We're the two who are gonna find the lantern.
That's what they all say.
Oh,
at least the other ones that I've met.
Oh, you've met many, many adventurers.
That's two other teams.
Oh,
where did they go looking?
I don't know. They spoke with Arnold, and then that was it. They disappeared.
What's your name?
Oh, they're dead. They're dead.
Let's get checks from both of you. Let's get knowledge. You can choose the knowledge. So it could be history, lore.
I guess I'll go with lore.
Oh, I'm rolling lore. You roll something else.
I had to roll something different?
Well, I just...
Let's see. If you each roll something different, you'll get different info.
Okay. What was the other one we can do?
Any of the knowledges. So you've got lore, history,
education.
I'll do education. That's fine.
Okay.
You can also, you have three story points if you wanted to flip one to make your roll a little bit better.
I'm gonna flip one because...
And then you can make one of those a yellow.
Instead of a green.
And take a green away. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. It's gonna be an average check for both of you.
Which means two purple?
Yeah, two purples, yep.
All right, here we go.
I wanna argue that I... Because we're just asking who she is, right?
You are seeing if you know anything about this person. This is like recognition. Yeah. That's what this check is.
Okay, recognition. I want to argue that I have a boost die because of my travels and that I've been here before.
I was going to say you should argue for charm because you're charming.
Also, I just have a disarming smile. But that's how is that going
to
make
I don't think that has to do with your knowledge.
Yeah, how is that going to help me recognize her? But yeah, but my traveling does have to do with my knowledge, right?
I'll take it for your traveling.
Hey, I got two successes.
Oh, no, and two threats. Not nuts.
Two threats. Okay.
It's because I'm a thieving raccoon.
All right. So for Ivo's two successes, you know that this is the woman who defeated the Spectre of Stonewall.
Oh.
This is Agatha Applegate.
Oh.
Renowned ghost hunter. For the two successes and two threats with your education, you know that Agatha Applegate was the top of her class, the true successor to Jonathan Quincy Applegate. Your two threats are you have not heard anything about her in maybe 10 years, maybe longer.
So is she currently in school or did she already graduate?
She graduated and has had a successful career as a ghost hunter.
Okay. Does she teach at this? Is she like an adjunct teacher?
Apparently.
Yeah.
She's a teacher.
Yeah.
Would the two of you like to come in? She says as you both awkwardly stand at the bottom step.
If you're comfortable with that.
Yes, she invited us. Let's go.
I would love. Please. Can I help you with making dinner or whatever?
She opens the door and says, sure, what, do you have any dietary restrictions?
In real life, yes, but in my character, no. Unless...
I was planning on cooking some fish, how does that sound?
That sounds fantastic. Did she already tell us she's Agatha? Like, does she actually tell us, or I just...
No, kinda... she was a little surprised when you asked, or when you were...
I kind of wanted to be, since you asked, who are you? I wanted to kind of be that, like, I elbow you, and I'm like, it's Agatha. She's...
Because I feel like this, especially if she's a ghost slayer, like a hero, this is somebody that Ivo, like, wants to be like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got you.
So she opens the door for you and holds it as the two of you enter. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is a small apartment. It looks like she maybe recently moved in. There's not much stuff. The furniture that is in here is pretty much just enough for maybe her and one other person. So she sort of starts rearranging things around to make it a little bit more comfortable for the two of you.
Oh, that's very kind.
And says, so do you two have any leads?
I'm not going to tell
her. I know about the feud between your family and the Faradays.
Yes, yeah.
Can we say, too, that you've shared the information that you got in the office with me at this point? Like, yeah. Maybe during the walk, you were, like, whispering in my ear.
Ask Mark.
Is that okay?
That would be okay.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
We also know that...
Don't tell her that part, because she may not know. That would not be wise. About the imp.
Don't tell me what.
We know that the school isn't in the best financial situation.
Arnold has done a poor job managing it these last...
Why didn't you inherit the school? Eight years.
Well, Erasmus retired 8 years ago, and...
And you were supposed to take over.
He died 4 years ago, and...
Oh.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Well, to my knowledge, you would have been the rightful successor.
No, Arnold is my older brother. And as the family favorite and such, he had the claim.
But you seem more qualified for the job.
Thank you. It just wasn't meant to be.
Where were you the day that the lantern went missing?
Oh, good question, babe.
Where was I the day the lantern went missing? That was, the last day of summer last year? I believe I was in Gilder, the capital city.
Of course.
There was an outbreak of hauntings on the south side, and they hired me to come and take care of things.
Mm. And you did.
I did, yes.
So you are officially a teacher then at the school? Or no?
Much to my brother's chagrin, yes, I have taken a position at the school.
Oh.
Taken, as in I took a position rather than was given a position.
Ah.
I heard about the financial situation and I do what I can.
Right.
What do you think happened to this lamp?
So the three of you are in her kitchen right now,
making
I think,
fish.
And she's...
You're making fish.
I'm making fish.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that, Lila's filleting some fish. I think that would probably be a skill that you would have
right,
as a raccoon.
That's right.
Yeah. So you're prepping the fish and she's cutting up some vegetables and Ivo's just kind of standing there.
Set the table, Ivo.
I always forget, is it the big fork or the little fork?
I have the same theory that everyone else has, that one of the Faradays took the lamp, but I can't prove it. It hasn't been seen, and those Faradays are wily as ever.
Do we have anything we can contribute to the dinner in our bags?
That
would be the polite guest thing to do.
I could redcon and say
what
I brought drinks.
Well.
What travels well? Bread travels well. But,
or I could just say
you could flip a story point and say you got something from those Kanara.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm totally doing that. I'm flipping a story point so that we can be good guests. That was a nice thought.
Well, how about wine and bread?
They were transporting like fruits.
Oh, that's
and stuff.
Right, fruit. Okay,
fruit from Willowbriar.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So some sort of winter fruit.
Right. Okay.
I don't know enough about produce to know what's a winter fruit.
It's probably some sort of berry.
I was going to say cranberries, oranges, citrus of any type. Those are winter fruits.
no citrus this far, no like orangey citrus this far.
Yeah, I'm happy with the berries. I'm just happy with the berries.
Berries. All right, so we got berries for dessert.
Yeah, so you whip out the berries and she's very excited. Thank you. I haven't seen. Are these from Willowbriar?
They are.
I'm going to have to ask my friend.
I was talking to some
traveling canar, you know.
Oh, he's going to wash them while we talk. So.
Yeah. So you're washing the berries. For your information, the year is 642 ADW. That's after the Deadwalk. I only say that because of what she's going to, the history that she's going to give you while you're cooking.
Okay.
And at any point, if you want to do a social check, leadership, charm, anything like that to get more information.
Yeah.
That is all on the table.
That was definitely on my head, but I wanted to think, I wanted to see what she said first. Yeah.
So as the three of you are preparing dinner, she sort of goes into the history of the school just a little bit. History of Jonathan Quincy Applegate and Randall Faraday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the school was founded in 501, about 150 years ago. The Applegate family and the Faradays founded this town before Greenfield. It was Green Yard, and before that it was Verdant Fields, but that's ancient history. The school has been one of the top schools. It has been the top school. It's the first ghost hunting school in Fenrain. Since then, some others have popped up, but none of Applegate renown. They trained quite a few good ghost hunters over the years, and after my great-grandfather, Jonathan Applegate, died, and that lantern, things were good, but recent years of things have gone downhill, at least in the past 10 years or so. Erasmus was not a particularly nice man, and as headmaster of the school, they definitely saw a number of students fall over the years. And then Arnold's mismanagement of the money, things have just have not been good lately.
Okay. If there's a pause there, I'm gonna roll leadership, and the way that I see it working is, I don't know if Agatha sees it this way, but Ivo sees himself as also like a heroic leader type, and because this isn't really leadership in the way of like I'm, you know, giving a speech to peasants, or I'm knighting somebody, or I'm encouraging my ally. This is leadership in the way of like I'm trying to build empathy and getting her to trust me more, and just letting her know that like we're on the same team. Is that possible? Is that a fair use of that? Okay.
Yep. You get a boost for that?
Well, that's just me using my skill. I've already got.
I want to hear what you say before I give you a boost, but also she is you can tell by the way she's holding herself, and even as she's like chomping up these vegetables, she's keeping everything sort of tight, close to her, very controlled, very disciplined. It's going to be against two reds.
Right. Okay. Oof. So I'll go two reds. Ivo's going to keep it short and sweet. He'll just say, it hasn't just been hard on the school. It's been hard on you too.
Empathetic. You can take a boost. Sure. Two advantage. Oh, wait, where's the rest? Oh, you got two successes and two advantages.
Yeah, sorry, I've rolled them separately. I'm still messing up.
You see her loosen up just a little bit, and she sighs and says, I suppose I never should have left. You know, that school would have been mine rather than Arnold's had I not chosen to leave as a young woman.
I knew it.
But I wanted the life of adventure. She puts the sort of sweeps the vegetables into a steamer and puts it on the stove that they've got. And I couldn't say no to teaching. I taught in Longvale. I taught as I went. But it's one thing to be a ghost hunter, and it's another thing to live your life in one place, and especially as safe a place as Greenfield was up until the past year, and not have that adventure in your life. Though I don't think Erasmus would have given me the position anyway.
How would you
notice that she doesn't call him dad or father
right,
or anything?
Right.
She
no, I totally picked name. Up on that. Yeah.
So
you can't be too hard on yourself.
Have you ever seen that lantern up close and personal, Agatha? Like, ever been leveled with it before?
25 feet away or so. No, it's never been taken down, and I haven't had the reason to go up and inspect it myself.
I don't know if it'll be useful at all, but I think the next day that we should actually add that to the to-do list, that you should climb up the statue.
I was going
to
do it, yeah.
You know, he made that comment, don't be too hard on yourself. And I think an advantage, an advantage might be that, because you said that she kind of let her, like, her body changed a little bit, like her body language changed a little bit, and she did, you know, talk a little bit more about that. And so, like, the cool thing that I want to have happen is that I want to actually reach over and touch her shoulder. So, like, we've been building this rapport and this empathy, but I just want to see if it's okay. Like, you know, nothing less than too much, just kind of patting her on the shoulder, and then I'm done touching her, and just, you know, hey, you really, you know, that's a lot to put on yourself. It seems like you carry a lot of weight around.
Yeah, you can reach up and pat her shoulder before putting those berries in a bowl.
Yeah.
Alternatively,
two
advantages is enough to use good cop.
Oh, that's true. I forgot. Thank you for reminding us. We're bad at this.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So using good cop means that I give you advantage on
an upgrade,
your next thing. So, but the problem is that we've made you good at deception.
There's some deceiving that could happen here.
Yeah, that's true.
I know. You
could bluff.
That's what I was about to do.
What do you want to say?
I wanted to get more of a feel on her and Arnold's, like, relationship, because it sounds like it could be rocky. It could not, you know, but, like, maybe, like, deceptively being empathetic about, oh, you know, being concerned about their
relationship. So you don't actually have the empathy.
No, but like a sociopath, really, you know? So
I don't want you. You're not a sociopath.
No, I'm just saying, but, you know, just like faking it, like, oh,
You could be like, well, my brother.
Right.
Oh.
Even though.
Because
I don't have a brother. Yeah. I know. Brother just, he was so infuriating at times when I wanted to do something and he would just refuse to go out with me. He was so much older than me and I couldn't go out. Mom and Dad said that wasn't okay. Did you ever have any incidences like that with Arnold? Like, it just sounds like it's like could be a rough relationship. So I have to roll deception, right?
You can roll deception and you get a free upgrade, which is a free changing a green to a yellow.
Oh,
wow. She's rolling three yellows.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
All right.
And that is against, it's only against two purples. But actually, I'm going to flip one of my story points to upgrade one of those purples.
To what color?
So it's a red and a purple.
There you go.
All right.
Two successes, one threat.
Whew.
So what did, it was.
I was trying to see.
Your brother getting to go out and you having to stay home sort of thing.
Yeah,
is that
I
what
couldn't
you're
go out
because
I was, I was, you know, not allowed to. Even though my family left me in real life, I got lost in the market.
Yeah. So with that lie that she does not see through, she says, I've always been better at him than, honestly, pretty much everything.
Hmm.
He only got that position because I left and he was a man.
Mm.
And, well, if I had to do it all again, I would still leave. Maybe I wouldn't come back that next time.
Well, you came back? I know you said so you came back, but is that to help your brother or just...
It's less about Arnold and more about our legacy. What we leave behind is important. And though I've made a name for myself, I just can't see my great-grandfather's school go out like this.
Were you close to your grandfather?
I unfortunately never met him. He died long before I was born.
Okay.
What she said about leaving a legacy, like more so than just having a name for herself, but maintaining that family's legacy, I think that really like rings true with Ivo. And so.
And Ivo's special family legacy.
He'll nod and he'll say, we don't get to pick our families. You got family issues.
I got a lot of ammo.
As you say that, she turns and gives you a look, and she's going to roll against you.
Okay.
Oh!
I like that.
I want to have fish tonight, okay? Just saying.
Yeah, no.
Don't ruin this.
Once we start eating, I want to drop it. Like, the rest of it can be small talk, because if we keep this up too much, it'll be bad.
Too suspicious.
What's your discipline?
I want to say that I was... Yeah, I have a yellow and a green in discipline. Oh, but nice. Are you
okay.
looking at the number?
So it's a red and a purple. Nope, we just reverse it for a roll against you.
Oh, okay.
So
do I roll? Do you need me to roll discipline right now?
Nope. I'm gonna roll her leadership.
Okay.
She says, it sounds as though you have a bit of a family history as well. It's hard to leave these things behind. And I think it's important to acknowledge the people who come before us.
Six successes, three threats.
You're screwed.
So
No. The threats in this case are like my defense.
I know. She got six successes,
uh-huh.
Yeah. though. That means I don't get fish tonight.
No, you're getting fish.
No, I think she correctly intuits that you have some sort of family history,
yeah.
Ivo.
Yeah.
And is... I don't think you're compelled to talk about it, but maybe you get the feeling that she would be the right person to talk about it.
Right.
With.
Is there sort of a check, like, I want to make this balanced decision, like, if I spend some time talking about my family, is there, like, will there be more to this relationship than, like, will she talk more to me? Like, I guess what I'm saying is Ivo wants to weigh it out, make a calculated decision. He feels like, if I share with her, is that going to benefit us in some way? Like build mm-hmm. this trust in this relationship, or is there a role for that? And I don't.
I think we could do.
I almost want to talk to her anyway. I don't even know if I care.
You could do a perception. Okay. You could do. I think perception is probably the best.
Yeah.
You're assessing the situation.
Yeah. I just have two green in that, so it's like the most basic thing. Am I rolling against purples?
You're trying to assess the situation to see if you talk more, there will be more information. If there's more of a relationship to build here than just casual conversation over dinner that you cook
and
together.
I just mean, like, you know, Ivo's goals are to find this lantern. So when I say build a relationship, like, it's like, you know, is she going to be more willing to help us? Is there, you know, and I think that Ivo probably thinks that the answer to this question is yes, because that's why I'm thinking I might just talk to her. But the thing is I don't know, and this is above the table, I guess, but like, if I did decide to talk about my family, I don't know what I'd share with her, because I don't know the details.
Well, there's a bit of history, right? That we discussed,
right.
That we could expand upon.
Okay, I see. I definitely want to do this. Are you going to be mad at me if I do this?
No, I just...
I don't even want to roll the perception. I just want to say...
I'm just hungry.
Yeah, so I think that you having the idea, you as a player, in this case, that there is more there.
Right.
There,
right.
There's more than just a meal shared together, mm-hmm. if you want there to be.
Yeah.
There, you can get more information from this person, or you can, I don't know, be friends with this person.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
I feel like she's a player, you know that. Yeah. And
she's a good contact to have, because she's in at the school and she's already a hero. She's just a good ally to have. So yeah, I mean, so okay. So rewinding all the way back the last few minutes, you said mm-hmm. that she looks like over at me because she knows. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
And I guess Ivo just shrugs, like he's trying to play it off casually. And he just says, oh, God, I don't know what he says. He doesn't even know much. He just, you know.
Is he just like play it off casually and grab one of the plates and move it over to the table?
So, you know, sometimes your great granddaddy starts a school and sometimes he's a saint. He just goes.
Oh, Ivo.
She looks a little surprised. She looks down at Lila and back at Ivo.
Lila knows about this, right? Because we've already discussed that, like, Ivo talks too much. So I think that this fits, right? And if he's been traveling with Lila knows that, you know, he talks about his
She just kind of just, she already knows what's coming. She's like, I can't stop it. Can't change it. Just gotta accept it. So we're just gonna let this happen. So, and just be like, yeah, I'm just gonna look at her like, I know. Just let it happen.
Well, that's not something you hear every day.
And she picks up the dish and brings it over to the table.
I don't want to be a person that people meet every day.
And Lila's just gonna, because she knows like this is really hard for Ivo, she's just gonna be like, here's your seat, honey, you know, like moms do, like just sit down.
So Ivo and Lila are about the same age, right?
Ish.
Lila's got a shorter lifespan, so it sort of you seem a little bit older and wiser. Mm-hmm. Does that seem right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had put, like, Kayla was saying whatever the equivalent for like an early 30s raccoon would be, you know?
It's early 30s. Yeah.
And then I had put Ivo at, you know, late 20s. So he's okay. Just slightly younger, but yeah, they're about the same. They're peers for sure.
Okay. All right. The three of you have made food and sit down at the table and begin to converse as you eat.
So, is this a saint that I would know?
She seems interested.
Just, yeah,
she's more interested than the average person.
Who wouldn't?
I won't. Who would tell anybody if that's important to you?
I think you probably have heard of him. You probably know his name, Ivar.
Oh, yeah, yes. Saint Ivar.
She sounds like she doesn't know his name.
No, I'm racking my brain. There were so many saints in the Age of Saints. Did he?
Yeah, but there was only one Ivar. I mean, you know, he...
There was a story of a necromancer far to the north, up in the Giant Plains.
Yep. But
does that ring a bell?
That's the place. So,
I was sorry to hear what happened to him. It's a sad story.
Sometimes good people have to make a sacrifice. It's worth it for the greater good.
But to have an entire town named after him, that is at least something.
It's on the maps, you know. It's at least the local ones. No, I don't go there. I've never been that far north myself.
Oh, yeah.
But you share a name. Oh, or at least a similarity. Were your parents thinking of the saint when they named
possibly
you?
Possibly. I wouldn't want anybody else to be making those sorts of connections if I went there.
No, I...
I just sort of stay away, you know? That's why we're all the way down here.
Anyway, that is interesting. Few talk about saintly lineage around here. You're right to keep that quiet.
And he'll get real serious and make eye contact with her and just say, "And we trust that you'll be quiet too."
Of course.
Thank you.
I'm as close to a saint as you get these days. Don't mention that to the fellowship.
Of course.
But at least I don't use the instruments.
Mm. Ooh, yeah. That's
or
good.
Does she?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. You are suspicious of everything.
I am like a detective, okay? I am writing down motive for every person. Just so you know, okay? So once we leave her house, I will tell you what my thought for her motive is.
If the history of saints is interesting to you, I would pay a visit to the graveyard during the day. There's a monument to a battle that happened here almost 400 years ago. St. Angelus versus the Fellowship.
St. Angelus.
Oh, that sounds good. Absolutely. We'll go there.
So, back to Ardell. Did you guys, I mean, what was it like growing up with him? I mean, like, between the two of you, you know, did you have a good childhood together? I mean, what was it like growing up with your dad? You know, things like that.
Arnold was a good brother. We were friendly. We played together for a long time until he grew old enough and he, well, ended up not being very good at ghost hunting. There was a little jealousy there mm-hmm. as we grew older. And then nobody was happy when I left.
Mm. Got you.
But as a child, he was good.
Okay. I guess I'll leave that alone.
All right.
So this fish.
There's little bad blood between us now. He's not particularly happy that I'm back. I've heard from the other teachers that he thinks I'm trying to take the school from him, but he's not paying me. Just doing it out of love of the school.
Solid.
Wow. So it sounds like your brother is a little insecure then.
He is, definitely.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't have anything else if we're ready to wrap it up.
So
yeah, what's the rest of dinner like?
We made those berries. Did we do anything special to them? Like, did they taste so bomb?
I think that if she has it in the house, we might have sprinkled a little sugar because cranberries can be like tart and you sprinkle a little sugar on them.
Right, we could have like...
You make like a dessert.
A flake.
Ooh, did...
And mint leaves. I don't know if I know enough about the wilderness to like go outside and find some mint, but we could have done that. But yeah, that's...
You find something that looks vaguely like mint and you brought it in.
Uh-oh.
She made something very similar to crepes. Oh.
And I think it's just like... I think it's just like a... I want the vibe to be like pleasant. Like we know more about each other now, which is great, but like, it's just casual for the rest of dinner. We eat our fish, we eat our vegetables, everybody's happy. And then, we get up and we got to go find we'll get up and leave and we'll go find a place to stay.
We can go ask her if she wants to go on the ghost tour.
No.
I mean, that's just polite.
I'm not going on the ghost tour. It was a bad idea. I just thought it...
You're not going on the ghost tour.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Okay.
As the two of you leave her apartment, she says,
"You two have a good night. If you need anything else from me, if you need any assistance at all, just let me know."
That's very appreciated.
Thank you, Agatha. And dinner was delicious.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for cooking.
It's been great to meet you.
Yeah. Don't stay up too late.
All right.
I have a few jobs to take care of tonight, so I'll be up pretty late.
Yeah, well, life of an adventurer or hunter, I guess. So
the dead don't sleep.
No, they do not.
That's very good.
All right.
So then you hop up on my shoulder and we walk out.
Head off.
And we gotta find like, I assume that there's just like accommodations in this town, and we just find a place to stay.
Yeah, I mean, if there are tourists, there are places for tourists to stay.
Right.
Mm.
So you are very close to a place called the Third Shift.
That's the thing I wrote down earlier.
Right. Third Shift was the other... I went to the Ramblers, and Third Shift is like the other tavern in place that was very close to the graveyard, which might be a good place for us to be, because then first thing in the morning, we can go check out the like monument, and we could, you know, look for clues. And you could... How long does it take to walk all the way back up the hill to the school?
It would probably take 30 to 40 minutes.
Okay. I mean, so that's not too bad. Like, we can do stuff in the cemetery, and we can then go up and check out the statue, and then we can... Or we can check out the statue last. We could go to the ironworks the next day, too. So...
A Faraday?
Yeah, yeah.
A Faraday iron.
Those are the stops, though, that I feel like...
Ow.
I mean, what do you think?
I think, yeah.
But I'm ready, like, in character, like, I'm ready to, like, call it a night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like we'll find those accommodations, we'll pay for them, we'll go to sleep. And then we'll wake up in the morning and continue our quest.
Thanks for listening to Tales from the Gray Library. The Lost Lantern features the voices of Kyla and Logan from the Battle Buddies podcast. Battle Buddies is an actual play D&D podcast focused on collaborative storytelling, exciting adventures, and meaningful friendships. You can find them wherever you get your podcasts, and they have new episodes every other Monday. If you liked today's episode, be sure to subscribe to Tales from the Gray Library to get the latest episodes as soon as they come out. Be sure to also leave us a rating and review wherever you get your podcasts. The more good reviews we have, the easier it is for people to find our show. Tales from the Gray Library is based on The Other Place by Mark Eberhardt. If you'd like to hear more stories set in this world, you can find The Other Place and The Fenrain Files wherever you listen to podcasts. Tales is played using the Genesis system by Fantasy Flight Games and Edge Studio. Tales is produced by Nightcast Creative. To learn more about us and the shows that we make, visit nightcastcreative.com.